Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching titled, How to Follow God's Will, was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise the Lord. Let's turn over to the book of Ephesians. We've been talking about how to find God's will and then how to follow God's will. And it's really practical stuff. It's simple things. It's not necessarily something that is brand new to people, but most people just haven't sat down and thought about it. Like what I was teaching this morning is letting the peace of God rule in your heart. How you need to just be still and know that He is God. And God is always, always bearing witness in your heart. He doesn't always speak in audible words, but He just bears witness and gives you peace about the direction that He wants you to go. And the sad thing is, most of us live such a hurried life that we don't sit and listen and let the Holy Spirit direct us. But it's always there. You have never faced a decision that God hasn't been speaking to you and giving you the direction. But it may not be in an audible voice. It can be just the peace of God. It could be the desires of your heart. And it's amazing how people miss this. So this is what we've been talking about. And what I want to do tonight is share with you some really, really simple things that could help you, again, to follow the Lord. Because once, you know, in my life, once the Lord revealed to me what He wanted me to do, He gave me a goal of where He wanted me to go. But, man, there's a lot of steps. There's a lot of days, a lot of living in between where I was and where God wants me to go. And so how do you follow Him every day and hear His voice? And this is going to help you not only in the direction of your life and your overall goal, but this will help you in deciding, everything. Like God spoke to Jamie and me and told us we were supposed to be married before we ever held hands. God will tell you who your mate is. God will put you together. And praise God, we've been together for nearly 38 years. And it's supernatural. God put us together. And it's amazing how many people just go out and you lean under your own understanding, pick your own person. You think it's up to you. But God brought Eve to Adam, Ruth to Boaz, Rebekah to Isaac. God will be involved in marriage. God will tell you who to get. There are instructions in the Word of God, and the peace of God will lead you. But see, most people just do their own thing, and then after you get a person who's totally incompatible and it's not good, then you go to the Lord, no, God, why are you doing this? And He's telling you through me, why did you do it? Why did you not follow my instructions? We go out and we buy houses because we are being influenced by the world and we lust and try and get more than what you can afford. You put yourself under the gun and you're right on the edge, just, I mean, maxed out. And if there's the slightest little downtick in the economy, if the slightest little thing happens, then you come into financial crisis. And then you go back to God, God, why did you do this to me? And if you would have been listening to Him, He would have led you to do something so that you could prepare for some of the problems that come into this world. But see, we do our own thing. We lean under our own understanding, but God is speaking to you. And I can guarantee you, if you find yourself in a problem today, if it's physical, financial, emotional, relationships, or whatever, if you would go back, God was speaking to you and God was trying to lead you in a different direction and you just weren't paying attention. So these are real simple things that we're sharing. But I tell you, we need to be reminded of this. And what I want to share with you tonight, I'm going to first of all just give you a real quick overview of some things that are in this teaching that I have, spirit, soul, and body. And that's going to lay a foundation for some things I'm going to teach tonight. But I'm going to say this very quickly, but let me just say that this, I've got, I don't know, 5 or 6 hours worth of teaching on this, a book on it, a study guide. This is a major deal. This is something that God used in my life to just totally change me. And here in Ephesians chapter 1, I want to show you some of these verses. Verse 3, we're already blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Most people think that the blessings of God and everything that has been purchased for us is off in the future in heaven. And yet this says that we are already blessed. How do you reconcile this with what you see? Some of you say, well, I'm not blessed. I'm sick in my body. And yet I know that God has provided healing, but it's not mine yet. God says you're already blessed. It says in 1 Peter 2:24 that by his stripes you were healed. I mean, it's already done. And most people just, they have a disconnect. It's like when they see that the Bible says you've already got it, and then they go to the doctor and they think, no, I don't already have it. They just can't reconcile those two. And the reconciliation between it is that God is a spirit and you are primarily a spirit. And it's in your spirit that you've been changed. God is a spirit. John 4:24 says God is a spirit and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. It's your spirit that has the power of God, the healing of God, the joy of God, the faith of God. You've already got all of these things in your spirit. But see, most people, when the Bible says that by his stripes you're healed, they instantly look at their body and they feel, do I have any pain? Oh, I got pain, so I guess I'm not healed. No, you are healed. You've got the same power that raised Christ from the dead. Over in verse 19, Ephesians 1:19, it says, or let me read verse 18. He's praying that the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. He's saying that your eyes would be opened to what you already have. You already have raising from the dead power. And most people immediately go look in the mirror and they think, this is raising from the dead power? And you feel, and you don't feel power, you feel fear and you feel weak and inadequate. And so they just say, well, the Bible's so hard to understand. But it's your spirit that's got this power in it. Your spirit has all of these things. And notice in Ephesians chapter 1, in verse 7, it says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, wherein he hath, that means it's already been done, abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence. You've already got all wisdom is what this said. God has already abounded towards you. And most people think, well, I don't have wisdom. I don't have knowledge. I don't know what's going on. But that's because you're searching your little peanut brain. Your physical mind doesn't know everything, but your born-again spirit knows everything. Some of you think, oh, that's not true. If I knew everything, I'd know everything. No, your brain can only perceive physical, natural things. You have to perceive what is going on in the spirit realm by faith, through the Word of God. And see, this is where so many people are missing it. They think, oh God, I know that you've got wisdom, you've got power, you've got faith, you've got anointing, you've got healing. Oh God, stretch forth your hand and heal me. But that's the wrong concept. God has already put all of these things on the inside of you. God doesn't need to heal you. He doesn't need to touch you. What you need to do is renew your mind and release and unlock what God has already placed on the inside of you. That's the whole premise behind a teaching that I have entitled, You've Already Got It. Everything that you want. You want healing? You've already got it. You don't need to be healed. You need to believe that you're healed and learn how to release what God has already put on the inside of you. Well, I need wisdom. You don't need wisdom. You've already got it. Now, God understands that we live in this physical world, and so there are scriptures that say, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of all God, who gives to man all men liberally and upbraids not, and it shall be given him. James chapter 1, verse 5. And so God, I'm not saying that you don't ask for it, but it's not coming from out there. It's you're drawing it out of you. You already, God has already abounded towards you in all wisdom and in prudence. In chapter 5, Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 17, wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Some people think this is unreasonable. God is asking me to want to know what his will is. How do I know God's will? Well, as I've already been telling you, God gives you the desires of your heart. God gives you peace. He's constantly bearing witness. He's already abounded towards you in the spirit realm. Let me just boil it down and say it this way, that in your spirit knows everything that you need to know. It's already there. And some of you think, no way. Yes way. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says, you have an unction. The word unction means a special anointing, an endowment by God, a power from God. You have an unction from God and you know all things. That's what the Bible says. Most people don't let the Bible get in the way of what they believe. Most people, if I was to come to you and, you know, ask you something, well, I don't know. We even write songs about it. Further along, we'll understand why. Further along, we'll know all about it. Cheer up, my brother. You can't understand a blooming thing right now, but someday we'll know all about it. And we sing songs and glorify it and wail and travail about we're just a poor wayfaring pilgrim and we don't have a clue what's going on. And we glorify it. And most people have totally embraced this, that you just have to go through life bumping into things like a blind man falling over things. And you just can't really, you can't control your life. You can't expect victory. We just don't know. We can't understand. God's ways are higher than our ways. Glad you brought that verse up. Look over here in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 at this verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I wish I had time to put this in context. If you were to read this and get it in its context, it's even more powerful. But Paul is having to defend his authority because people, he's the one that led these people to the Lord, and yet other people had come in and now they started saying, well, I'm of Apollos, and another one, I'm of Cephas, and another one, I'm of Paul, and another one, I'm of Christ. And the body was divided following different people.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach through his brand new series titled, How to Follow God's Will. This five-part series was recorded at our 2010 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1067C for CD or R3211D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fifth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RU16C titled The Wisdom of God in a Mystery when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
Have you ever thought about coming to Bible college? You know, I know that that's a big decision, but preparation time is never wasted time. And we see people's lives changed. And to even make it more convenient, we not only have the school in Colorado Springs, but we have an online Bible school where you actually go through at your own pace, but you are in a group. There is interaction. There's a facilitator. We have correspondence courses. And we have 15 different college campuses located around the world. So certainly there is some way to accommodate your desire to learn more about the Word of God. So call us at 719-635-1111 and ask about one of our Caris Bible colleges.